Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're going to be speaking about the missing piece in a franchisee's toolbox. We're meeting with Chris Anderson and Dennis Mulganin of EmpowerKit. The EmpowerKit is the ultimate toolkit for medium to large organizations to empower their employees, agents, or business units on the web. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only magazine that targets both multi-unit franchisors and franchisees, and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. And if you go to our homepage, franchiseinterviews.com, you can get a free copy of Franchise Times Magazine. How are you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
Doing great this week, Marty. How about yourself?
Good, good. Another busy week. you know, as always, you know, I'm afraid the summer is going to fly by in a second, Don. You know, it's, you know, July 4th is shortly approaching. But our last show, we met with Dave Pasgon, CEO of 101 Mobility, Don. And 101 Mobility, headquartered in Wilmington, North Carolina, is the nation's first full-service sales, service, and installation provider of a complete line of affordable, high-quality mobility and accessibility products and equipment, including stair lifts, auto lifts, ramps, porch lifts, power wheelchairs, scooters, and also a wide variety of other medical equipment, such as walkers, hospital beds, and more. Thought it was an interesting concept. And you and I are both big fans of this industry, aren't we?
Yeah, because I guess a lot of their clients, obviously, are seniors, and we all know...
Sound like it.
You know, discussed it in detail, the demographics and that industry. But, you know, there's also a lot of people with disabilities. But, again, it's, you know, any you know, successful franchise has to have their niche and specialty, and this seems like, you know, like you did his homework, and they're starting off well. And, I mean, we don't even know the full extent of their competition, but I would tend to think they're in kind of a niche type of, you know, service, you know, product line, which I really liked.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Again, you know, I was happy to see this kind of franchise pop up, Don. I don't know if you remember, there was a company that we interviewed, oh, I want to say maybe it was like 4 months ago, 5 months ago. They were called Express Medical Transporters. And they basically, you know, they looked at the senior care industry. And instead of entering another senior care franchise, you know, they came up with a service that actually helps transport seniors from, let's say, point A to point B. You know, I mean, we both know that this market is huge, you know, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger when you look at the numbers. So I guess the question is, does the world really need another, you know, senior care franchise out there? I mean, God, since we've been doing this since like 1999, there was only a handful at the time, and now it just seems like there's like 20 or 30 of them out there,
right,
which is good. I mean, again, we need that type of service, I mean, because the market keeps getting bigger and bigger, so the demand is there. But I thought these guys were coming up with something a little different, you know, as far as services go. So I was happy to see, you know, these guys start franchising. I think they really get it.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting. So, yeah, so we'll have to keep our eye on them. You know, I mean, again, I think it's a great service. I think I told you this story. When my grandmother, right before she passed, you know, she, in Brooklyn, she used to sit outside, you know, all the time, especially on days like, you know, today, like in the summer, she'd just sit on her chair for hours and just watch, like, the cars go by and talk to the neighbors and stuff like that. But as she got older, she couldn't get downstairs, you know, and right before she passed, we were looking into, like, having this, like, device, you know, where she kind of sits on the chair kind of brings her right downstairs, you know, so she would be able to still sit outside, you know, and unfortunately we didn't get to that point. But it's nice to know that these services are available, to seniors, really, to anybody, you know, like you said. But it sounds like for the most part, senior care is or seniors are primary market for this type of franchise.
Yeah, that's a good point with this. It's not only just a franchise to provide this type of product, but you're improving quality of life, I guess. Cause I guess they're coming out with new products and so forth, making it easier for people with disabilities and seniors. So that's another good aspect of this business.
Yeah, and you said it. You said it's a quality of life, you know. I mean, again, you know, this is where my learning experience of doing this show the last 4 years is the power of the franchise consultant. And I'm not a franchise consultant, but I see the value of franchise consultants where, you know, you bring this to someone's attention and you say, you know, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to get into this franchise? You know, and of course money comes into play, but there might be some other factors, you know what I mean? And quality of life or improving someone's quality of life, that might be important to someone. You know what I mean? They want to feel good about themselves at the end of every single day. You know what I mean? Maybe they don't want to push hamburgers. They want to do something different, you know? And, so, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions you have to ask yourself before getting into a franchise opportunity, don't you? You know, it's not just about the money and things like that. And you and I have had this conversation, you know, 100 times since doing the show. So pretty important.
Definitely. You always talk about having guests back on, and we've done some of that. But this is a franchise I would like to really have back on, even if it's a couple years from now, to see how they grow.
Right. Yeah, and that's the fun part, too, you know, is bringing them back watch their growth. You know, we've seen several instances of that happening, so it's pretty interesting.
You
so
know,
what do we got going on today,
Doc? It's a little ways away, Marty, but, you know, with our 200th show coming up, I guess, in a few months, we should maybe reach out to a lot of the people we've had on the show just to maybe have them send us an email back, a couple paragraphs of what's going on with the franchise. Maybe we can read some on the show.
That's true. Instead of, you know, we don't always have to have them, you know, as a guest. And we're on Twitter now, too, aren't we, Don? So
right.
We're getting into all these like, social media aspects of the business, you know, that we've been waiting, you know, for a while to get into. But, yeah, so, I mean, they could always tweet us, you know, and let us know. But that show is always fun, the 200th show or the 150th show or, you know, the three-year anniversary. I mean, this will be our fourth year of doing the show, and it's always fun to get, you know, have people call in and things like that. We usually have
right. A
pretty big guest that day. So I'm already thinking about, you know, ideas for the four-year anniversary show because I think that's a definite milestone. Whoever
that's
imagines.
What you do. You're an idea man, so I know you'll
come
there
you
up with
go. So are you. So that's a nice segue into today's show because we got some marketing guys, which I would definitely call these guys idea men, you know, and,
right.
And they definitely found a niche to help franchisees and franchisors. What's today's show about?
Well, it's Chris Anderson and Dennis Mulgan and Empower Kids, so they're doing
right.
something very important to. I guess they mainly concentrate with medium and large companies with web-based, you know, services, SEO. You know, just all businesses need to have an edge. I mean, obviously,
yeah.
The world today is, you know, is online, and you know, how do you go out and maximize getting business and customers and just making everything easier? So they seem like they have a very good program to cover all that.
Yeah, I think they found a niche in the market. It's always fun to, you know, ask the founders of a company, you know, how did you, you know, discover this niche? One of the things I've noticed, I don't know if you've noticed it over time, franchisees, you know, I mean, they have to follow the rules of the franchisor. And sometimes it looks like a franchisee will go outside of the rules of the franchisor and perhaps, let's say, Don, create their own website, you know what I mean? Or perhaps, like, I don't know, maybe do their own Facebook and things like that.
Right.
Some franchisors are very strict as far as what they can do. So I don't think any franchisee can just set up a Facebook page. I'm not sure how that works, you know, and just post whatever they want on that page, you know. So these guys have a service that can kind of help you, you know, get around some of those things and certainly be a lot more effective. And again, they could tell the story much better than I can. But, yeah, so it's going to be interesting having them on the show today because this is a little different from our typical show.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Good. I know you have an interesting couple articles, too, that we needed to discuss.
Yeah, here's something, Marty, in Franchise Times Magazine, our friends from the industry magazine. It's food for thought. What franchisees really want besides making a lot of money? It says, we reported the preliminary findings of our What Franchisees Want in the April issue of Franchise Times, and we talked about that either on last week or the previous week. It says, here are some additional findings from the survey every franchisor needs to know. If you want to attract new franchisees to your system, you may want to treat your current franchisees, not to mention your customers, well. So this is nice with a lot of potential franchisees listening, kind of this angle. At least that's what franchisees already in the business think, according to a newly completed survey by Franchise Times and Campbell Communications, Inc. Multi-unit franchisees in the food industry were targeted for the survey. About 62%, Marty said, friends in the business was the most important factor in making a decision which franchise to invest in. So word of mouth is important when it comes to finding new franchise opportunities. Other trusted sources were trade publications, that's 43%, and websites, 39%. A large number of prospects chose the company and then looked online. The survey reported nearly half of franchisees say they go directly to the franchisor's website to start investigating a company, which means that creating a strong brand that is visible to the franchise-seeking public is imperative. Also vital is having a website that is easy to navigate and that answers enough questions to cause a potential candidate to ask for more questions. What franchisees said they wish they had known before getting into a system included exactly how much of a margin is profit and how long it takes to get there, how much information they require from me and my company before I can get a prospectus, actual pro formas of existing franchisees. So those are a couple things franchisees maybe wish they had known, maybe have to do a little more due diligence and seek information before choosing a franchise, how long it takes to get to be profitable, how much information is going to be required from them, and actual pro formas and how existing franchisee numbers are doing. Sometimes that information's hard to get.
Yeah. I think it's overwhelming. I mean, if you think about it, you know, if you and I were in that position, you know, and you say, okay, we knew that we wanted to buy a franchise. Now, again, we have information, you know, on franchising in general, so we kind of have a background in it. But let's say we had no knowledge of franchising whatsoever. Where do you even begin, you know? I mean, again, we're at this point where we almost have like 3,000 different opportunities, and it just must be very overwhelming. I was making a presentation a couple of years ago, Don, and this young gentleman came up to me after the presentation, and he said he wanted a document on video his franchise search or search for a franchise. And I just said, wow, what a great idea. You know, and I don't know where he left off. I got to see bits and pieces of it. I don't know if he ever actually went through with actually buying the franchise because I haven't heard from him in about 6 months.
Right.
But that would be a pretty interesting documentary, don't you think? I mean, starting from the beginning, saying, okay, I went to this website, you know, I think I'm interested in this or I'm interested in that. And where do you go from there? I mean, this is a very long process, and you have to know exactly what questions to ask as well. So, again, just talk to as many people as possible. You know, why do you want to get into this thing? You know, why are you doing it?
And that's what goes on here. Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes on, Marty. Knowing exactly what they were getting into was a popular refrain from the surveyed franchisees. Their advice was to spend time with multiple owners to find out what it's like to operate in the system day in and day out. One participant summed it up by saying, the single most important factor is satisfaction by current franchisees.
Right.
I guess that's...
I totally agree. Spend a day, probably even more. I mean, we've seen,
right.
I remember Aaron Sales and Lease, one of the requirements were before you actually bought into or you can sign anything to get into their franchise opportunity, they wanted you to work there for 3 weeks in the franchise. Then at the end of that 3 weeks, say, okay, now what do you think? Because a lot of times you just don't know, you know, unless you actually do it. And you say, you know what, this may not be for me. You know, it looked good on paper.
Right.
It sounded good. But actually doing the job, you know, I had a different experience. That's important for the franchisor, too. They need to make sure that there's a match with their franchisees as well. So, absolutely, this is a wonderful article.
Yeah. Not knowing how your franchisees could respond to questions about the operations and the financial record should be a red flag to the franchisor and could be a red flag to a prospect. An answer to the question, is there anything you would want companies to include along with their franchise disclosure document that they generally don't provide? It says if they have a process for including franchisee input in their decision making. Sales by region, not national numbers. I think they should be required to include average food and labor costs.
Wow, that's really getting into specifics. Yeah, I mean, a very detailed financial report is what the author of this article is saying.
Right. Yeah.
Huh.
And
which is interesting, Don, because, I mean, a lot of times when you look at the numbers, though, too, I mean, these numbers in the disclosure document, aren't they pretty much averages? You know, and an average could be a deceiving number. You know, I mean, if you took the average of, you know, 2,000 and then 10,000, you said, okay, what's the average? Or what's the average franchisee doing? You know, that you take those two numbers and add them together, divide by two, it's you know, 6,000.
Right.
Average could be a very deceiving number, too, I think. You know, so I see what this article is saying is to be more specific as far as percentages go. Yeah.
It says the incentive that proved to be the most appealing was reduced royalties for the first year. So this is what would be appealing to the franchisee, you know, investing in a franchise system, reduced royalties for the first year. About 36% voted for that amenity. Others included discounts for prior food experience, that, you know, 27% recommended that. Discounts for five or more units,
okay.
Subsidized equipment costs, and then it says minority FRAN and vet FRAN participation both came in at 1%. Not surprisingly,
right.
65% preferred long contract periods. Every time the franchise contract renews, more money is out of pocket, one said. But 13% liked shorter time periods because the world changes so fast. Markets change with the opening or closing of large anchors or roads. So that's pretty interesting. Some people like the longer period, which a lot of times is 10 years, because that's a longer period. They don't have to make a renewal payment at the end of that franchise contract period.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people might prefer to pay a little more because things change. They might want to opt out of the system or whatever.
What do you think of that, Don? I mean, it's interesting. I never, you know, this is the first time actually bringing this topic to the table. Shorter contract times, you know. I mean, typically, it's usually, what, it's like 10 years, right?
Right.
In
I think
cases,
I'd want the longer period because the good franchisors will make the adjustments if something
right.
in their industry has changed. So,
yeah, we've seen some as, like, as long as like 15. I think Mako, we had them on. I think it was a 15-year contract, you know. So
right.
it sounds like some of these people are saying, you know, does that make them uncomfortable, you know, having a 15-year contract? 15 years is a long time, you know,
right.
to to be committed to anything, you know. I mean, think about what you've been committed to the last 15 years. It's you know, your marriage
right.
or, you know, a home and things like that. I mean, geez. So I can kind of understand that. It's something I would have to think about. It would be an interesting blog, you know, to talk about.
Right. And the last part of this article, Marty, it says, those who consider, I guess those being the franchisor system, those
mm-hmm.
who consider their franchisees to be their business partners are much more likely to have happy and successful systems.
Right.
So we've had a lot of guests on the show who talked about their franchisees as being their partners.
Mm-hmm.
And with that type of attitude and you know, system to address that and
right.
treat their franchisees as partners because, I mean, you know, let's face it, the system is only as strong as the good franchisees in the system. It's really
right.
the only way to go about it. Yeah.
It's true. I totally agree with that. I mean, yes, they should be partners. However, it's not a 50-50 partnership, is it? I mean, if you think about it, at the end of the day, Don, I mean, who has the final say? You know what I mean? Like I say, okay, a marriage in most cases, you know, say is a 50-50 partnership, you know, not always.
Right.
But so I agree with that. Yes, I believe franchising is a partnership, but it's not 50-50, you know. And who knows what the percentage actually is. And what I mean by that to our listeners is, you know, at the end of the day, somebody has the final word, and that person that has the final word is the franchisor, just so you know that, you know, because a lot of them do say, yes, this is a partnership and things like that, but not 50-50. So you have to be a little bit careful of that. So kind of interesting.
Good article.
Good point. So why don't we do this, Don? I see our guests have called in, Chris and Dennis. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth Advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We're speaking with Chris Anderson and Dennis Melganin of EmpowerKit. And EmpowerKit is the ultimate toolkit for medium to large organizations to empower their employees, agents, or business units on the web. Hey, Chris. Hey, Dennis. How you guys doing today?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Doing well, Dennis and Chris. Guys, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson. And I know, Don, you wanted to say good morning to Dennis and Chris.
Thanks, Chris and Dennis, for coming on. We're looking forward to hearing about your services and how you're helping companies. And, Marty, we didn't mention this earlier. Maybe they have a few good, you know, nuggets of information for franchise interviews to help out us, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Most definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you guys.
Hey guys, this is Dennis here. Hey Don, you and I go way back. You probably don't recognize the name yet, but we've done quite a bit of stuff over the years. When I was back at Franchise Update and Home Care Assistance and some other companies. So
yeah, no, definitely, Dennis. Good to speak to you again. And yeah, definitely. You know, maybe after the show, we'll get caught up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought I would start with you, Dennis, just because I know you do have that background in franchising. And how did you get involved? Like, what were you doing before EmpowerKit? How did you get up to this point?
Well, I cut my teeth in the franchise industry about 20 years ago. And, you know, like a lot of people, you don't really, you know, you don't go to school to get into the franchising industry. You kind of fall into it. And then, you know, it's a difficult industry to leave. And, you know, you might go off and do something else in another, you know, type of industry, but it, like a lot of people, you just kind of keep coming back to it. And pretty much what I've done over the last 20 years is really worked with new concepts that want to scale through business format franchising. So it's, you know, it's a fun ride. It's the startup process. It's, you know, it's kind of where my passion has always been in terms of the franchise industry. And you know, I've been on the media side. I was director of business development with Franchise Update Media Group for about 3.5 years and had had a lot of fun when I was there. And you know, was asked to come in and take a look at this new product, EmpowerKit. And, you know, for lack of a better way of saying it, I was really blown away because I understood its application to the franchise industry.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, it was definitely important. We, Don and I were saying earlier before the show, I mean, you guys definitely discovered a niche in the market, which is important, you know, and I figured I knew one of you guys had a background in franchising to come up with this type of concept, you know, and it's very interesting. Chris, how about yourself? How did you do what you're doing a little bit before you got involved in EmpowerKit?
Sure. Well, actually, I co-founded the company that's behind EmpowerKit, which is called Fresh Out. We're a full-service digital technology and marketing agency. Co-founded the agency about 4 years ago now. So we've been, you know, we do all kinds of custom web applications, websites, e-commerce portals for all types of clients. And, you know, I've been doing that for several years now. And then prior to that, I was involved in event marketing for a number of different brands. So, you know, when we started down the path of EmpowerKit, we saw a real need in the franchise industry for,
right,
you know, better tools on the web for franchisees to market themselves to drive unit level sales. And you know, it's been a fun ride so far, and we're really excited to keep pushing forward.
Good, Chris. So, you know, describe to our listeners what EmpowerKit is exactly.
Sure, absolutely. So EmpowerKit is a web-based software platform for franchisors, and what it does is it enables them to give all their franchisees individualized websites that are connected to the corporate site, but allow franchisees to publish content that's locally relevant to their local markets, which helps bring customers to their site and convert customers. So it's, you know, at the core of the platform is all about increasing customer acquisition and customer retention numbers to help increase those unit level sales, which, you know, is important to the franchisor for a number of reasons. You know, most importantly, it helps increase their royalty stream. And it also provides that structure so the franchisors can give their franchisees that tool so they're not left kind of stranded trying to figure out how they're going to really market themselves online.
Right.
Maybe give us an example, Chris, specifically how the franchisee having their own site could help get more customers and just improve their overall services.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess you have to take a step back at first and look at, you know, when you're looking at internet marketing, the most important thing is to be able to be found, right? So you have to have customers have a way of finding you online. That's important to any small business, especially for franchisees. The two biggest ways that customers are going to find you today are through search engines or through social media. You know, from friends and colleagues in their network that's going to recommend you or pass a link to you, or you're going to go and do a search for a specific problem that you're having and find, you know, a website that Google or Bing or one of the search engines recommends to you. The biggest driver for both social media and for search engine rankings is to have relevant content, right? To have content on your website, to have a site that can produce a lot of value for customers, and so you can be found in social media in these conversations, and you can be found in search engines. So, you know, specifically what EmpowerKit does is gives a very easy-to-use tool for franchisees to keep putting that fresh content on their site to pull in traffic and to be found higher in those search rankings and to, you know, get more discussions going on in social media for people to link back and then learn more about their company, their products, their services, and then, you know, convert, request a quote, whatever the case is for the franchise.
Hmm. We were talking earlier, Chris and Dennis, I don't know if you got to hear the ending part of segment one, but, you know, we were talking about franchising and describing it as a partnership, you know, and basically, you know, a franchisee for our listeners, I mean, can't just design like their own website, can they? You know, they can't just say, okay, well, I'm going to, you know, in addition to the company website, I'm going to design my own website or Facebook. I mean, there's pretty strict rules and regulations that they have to follow. Is that correct?
Well, Marty, that's interesting, but, you know, what we have found through quite a bit of research and including some national brands is that there are quite a few companies out there that have rogue websites. And what I mean by that is that they've had their franchisees who've been frustrated maybe because there wasn't a social media and SEO strategy at the corporate level, that they've actually gone out, you know, created a unique URL address, had a you know, an SEO company, had a marketing company build a website, and it has no connection to the corporate site. And that's part of, you know, I mean, obviously from a brand control and from, you know, just being able to manage your chain, no matter how big, you know, that's an issue with most franchisors. So, you know, that's part of the solution of what EmpowerKit does is brings those rogue sites back in and creates a you know, a uniformity and really an opportunity for the franchisee to provide that local content.
Yeah, I can only imagine their reaction, Dennis, the franchisor's reaction when they actually see some of those rogue sites. I mean, they must flip out in some cases. I know some franchisors are more strict than others, you know, so I can only just envision what their reaction would be when they see some of them. And I've seen some of them on the internet, by the way, some of those rogue sites. It's incredible.
Yeah, I have heard the responses, and it wasn't pretty. So, you know, a lot of times they're not even aware that those rogue sites actually exist.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
That discovery process and really trying to, you know, figure out a true strategy, whether it's EmpowerKit or another, you know, another product or strategy, you know, it's time that they, you know, they've got to deal with it because, again, controlling that brand, maintaining that brand, obviously is a critical key component of a franchise system.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, so Dennis, maybe expand a little bit on what you and Chris are talking about as far as what franchisees should be doing to leverage the web to attract and retain customers and how the franchisors can help support these efforts, because it really has to be a two-way street with that for this to work, it seems.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, first and foremost is you know, what is, you know, from a corporate side, what is their social media strategy? You know, that really has to be defined first. And, you know, one of the things that we find is, and again, and it can be a mature brand or it can be an emerging brand, but a lot of times they haven't paid attention to that yet. And, you know, that's kind of the starting point is to figure out, okay, you know, because there's a lot of information out there. Some of it, you know, has a lot of documentation behind it and white papers and research, and some of it doesn't. So the first thing really that has to happen is they've got to be able to grasp what social media and you know, and SEO and what does that mean for their company and why should they pay attention to it. And, you know, first and foremost, you know, this thing called the World Wide Web isn't going away.
Right.
You know, adoption of people utilizing the web to live their daily lives and to get information and make decisions is here to stay. And traditional medias are, you know, as a percentage of how we identify content and get information is slowly going away. And so, you know, most, you know, in the U.S., 90% of people, when they're looking for local goods or services, they start on the web. You know, we know that term. I'm going to go Google it. I'll go figure it out. So, you know, from that standpoint, they've really got to be able to figure out that, you know, that starting point and develop some type of strategy related to that. And I'll let Chris elaborate a little bit more on that because he's really more of the expert on that part of it.
Yeah, I think at the core of it, you know, again, kind of peeling back a couple of layers and getting to the main issue that needs to be solved is really coming up with a value-driven content strategy. I think that the biggest shift in marketing today is, you know, people are tuning out a lot of the more traditional advertising streams.
Right.
You know, there's TiVo, there's DVR. You can really, there's all these filters in place where you can tune that out, and people are very, very attuned to, you know, when there's a sales pitch coming their way to kind of, you know, block it out and go on to the next thing. So I think what you really need to do to cut through that is provide real value. So tell, you know, not just, you know, this is our discount, this is our offer, this is our, you know, features and benefits, but, you know, speak to people in terms of what they're looking for. You might, like, let's just, you know, look at an example here. Let's say, you know, I'm hosting a dinner party, I'm a customer, and I spill a glass of wine on my carpet, right? First thing I'm going to do is, how can I get the stain up? Now, if I'm a franchise, if I'm a OxyFresh, if I'm a Coit, I do carpet cleaning, you know, and I have a blog, I'm publishing content, you know, a good example is that I might publish a blog post on, you know, how do you clean up a wine stain. As a customer, I'm probably going to find that pretty high on the search engines. Now, I might not at that moment be looking to hire a carpet cleaning service, but that, you know, if OxyFresh publishes that, they help me at that stage that I'm at. You know, I have an impression of OxyFresh at that point. They're fresh in my mind. They've helped me, so I have some trust established. I'm much more likely to go with them when I'm, you know, ready to do a full carpet cleaning service. And I think that's, you know, that's one example, but it's applicable to a number of different industries. You have to provide that value, and I think that's the first thing is, what types of content can we produce that are going to give value to our customers? And again, that helps. You want to be publishing that content on a fairly regular basis on your website, because that's going to help people find you in those search engines, and that's great content to help distribute through social media to get those discussions going on, links getting passed back and forth, and getting people to come back to your site to learn more.
Interesting.
It's interesting. Yeah, it is. It's very interesting. And how about the franchisors? I mean, do you think the franchisors should also consider these inbound marketing concepts for their sales and development efforts as well? That could be for Dennis or Chris.
Yeah, this is Dennis. I absolutely. I mean, it's interesting because we got a great example last week. Very simple example, but it was just the power of social media. I was talking to an emerging franchisor who sold a franchise in the Sacramento, California area. And the franchisee, she has a she has a personal Facebook page, and she has posted that she had bought this new franchise, and you know, out to her, you know, her however many friends she has on her Facebook page. One of her actually was a friend, but actually had somebody that she had worked with who had relocated to Florida, and was a fan on her Facebook page. Saw the post, went and researched the franchise. Asked her what her experience had been on Facebook, and voila, that person is now buying a franchise in Florida. The same concept.
Story.
So something that simplistic, really, so rudimentary, but an exchange where she happened to post, hey, I bought a new franchise, it's called, ABC Franchise, and there you go, a deal is done. So, I know, amazing. And so
it's a great story, Dennis. We're talking about that on segment one about referrals. It's a great way. I mean, how are prospective franchisees finding about new franchise opportunities is referrals. So it's a wonderful story, that Don and I are going to reference in the future as well. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and just to chime in, I think that's a great example. But if you look at that, that was probably something that happened entirely by chance. I don't think in that case the franchisor even facilitated that. That was a great kind of luck out scenario. But imagine the power if they had a program in place to really add some structure to that. So new franchisees, they give them the abilities to say, hey, we at least we recommend you share this, and here's a way that you can tweet it out to your Twitter profile, and here's something you can do in your Facebook account, and gave some structure for that to really facilitate and empower new franchisees to kind of spread the word to their networks. Imagine the effect there. And I think some of the same things I talked about in terms of providing that valuable content is extremely relevant to the sales and development process, because just as a consumer is looking for good information to help solve their problems, the same is relevant, I think, to prospective franchisees. They're new to the buying process. A lot of times they want to learn about franchising. The next layer is to learn about the different industries, and then they want to learn. There's so much that they need to learn, and I think, franchisors can really take advantage of that by becoming extremely transparent, providing a lot of that information, and they're gonna beat out other franchisors that are, more reserved in that respect and don't provide that information, because people are going to find them more easily and are going to, see that value in their system. So I think
I agree with Chris, and the fact is that, I've been in franchise development for 20 years, and one of the things what Chris is talking about is, most of the franchise development websites you see out there are, look at me, look at me, look at me, right? I mean, it's about their product or service or brand, and it's not about, hey, let's talk about this thing called franchising. Let's educate you about what that means, whether they end up going forward with your concept or not. Providing that type of robust content on the web creates SEO, creates a better opportunity for them also to be within the rankings within search pages on specific search terms and words. So, and then just creating that value to the prospect where, as Chris mentioned, it's transparency. Hey, we're going to talk about franchising in general, then we'll get to, is it a good fit? And does it make sense for us to continue down the path to see if, we're a good fit for each other? And that, the world's a changing, and that's the direction it's going. And so, from this industry that I dearly love, is a little bit slow to embrace this thing called social media and SEO, and part of that, you know, part of EmpowerKit is that solution to engage them and allow them to do that much more easily. Excuse me.
That's what I was going to mention. Franchisors, probably why your EmpowerKit system is going to work, because franchisors are probably lagging behind and being up to date on this. It's,
But
is this really more for the franchisor or for the franchisee? I mean, it sounds like obviously it's for both parties, but
well, it's amazing synergies.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the franchisor requires some type of solution. So at the franchisee webpage, you know, at the individual page, and I look at it as kind of that you know, and I was listening into your conversation before we came on about, you know, it's kind of that parent-child relationship, and how do you kind of level the playing field a little bit and equalize. You know, with this product, with EmpowerKit, what it does is it's just a win-win. From the franchisor side, you know, the franchisee is allowed to update specific and certain parts of their own website with local content that makes sense within their, you know, their sector or their industry, within their business. And what that does is obviously drives the SEO side as an aggregate back to the parent side or the corporate side. But what it also does is allows franchisees, empowers them to be able to, you know, have some control over their business within their local marketing area. And you know, from a franchise development side, you know, if whether you're, you know, if you're pitching, you know, three different hamburger chains, or you're competing as a franchise development person and, you know, all of them are kind of the same, but, you know, one franchisor empowers you at a higher level. That feels pretty good as a prospective franchisee who's about to make a very, very big, big decision in terms of how they're going to, you know, make their livelihood. So, you know, that's the win-win of it.
Yeah, and I've seen it. I think it was somewhere on your website, guys, is something about, you know, creativity. Because, you know, one of the things about franchisees is, you know, they have a little of that entrepreneurial spirit in them, but sometimes in getting into a franchise, you know, their hands are tied and they can't use that creativity, you know. So I think this kind of helps them a bit as well, you know, in getting, let's say, a little creative in using EmpowerKit as well. Would you agree with that? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it strikes that balance nicely because, you know, it gives the structure, you know, just like everything else in a franchise system. You want that structure. You want to have some guidelines, but at the same time, you're still a small business owner. You're still, you know, you got to be there day in and day out. You have to work with customers. There's, you know, there's still a lot that goes into it. And I think that transfers, you know, just like any other marketing initiative they're going to do, it transfers onto the web as well. So it gives that structure for franchisees. So at the corporate level, the franchisors, you know, they have everything compliant. Their franchisees are compliant. And they've given that solution to them, you know, just like they're giving, you know, structure and solutions for, you know, traditional advertising. They give the templates and other things, but this gives them that solution on the web. But franchisees can still have that creativity that you mentioned. They can publish content because they know their local markets. They know their customer base probably better than anyone, so they can cater that specifically to them and see the results from it. And, you know, that gives the franchisor a great, you know, structure and oversight as well. So,
well, and let's talk about, you know, what one of the most, we were talking about, you know, the fact that in franchise development, anybody that's been in it for any period of time knows that referrals for prospective franchisees are the greatest lead you can ever get. And we talked about that briefly, my little Facebook, story. But let's take, you know, testimonials. You know, most small businesses, you know, that's a huge part of your marketing in terms of having existing clients say something nice about you. And that's part of, let's take most franchise websites, where franchisees' websites across the country, where there's a you know, a global testimonial. It's everything's on a national level. Well, if I live in St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm looking for a plumber to come to my house, why do I care that the testimonial from, you know, Bill and Mary Stevens in, you know, Sacramento, California, you know, there's no relevance to me. So what EmpowerKit does is allow those local, that's just one small part of it, but allows franchisees to update these testimonials, add photographs, create that local content at the local level, which is relevant to them.
Yeah, that's true. That's an excellent example.
Is there anything, guys?
Take a quick break. Are you guys able to stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919. Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dream of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're speaking about the missing piece in our franchisee's toolbox. We're meeting with Chris Anderson and Dennis Mulgannon of EmpowerKit. And EmpowerKit is the ultimate toolkit for medium to large organizations who empower their employees, agents, or business units on the web. And Don, I think you're up.
Yeah, guys, with obviously just expanding on social media and it being such a, you know, a big reason, on how companies are growing and getting leads and prospects and so forth. But, what's the best way for a franchise to start a social media marketing program? Chris, maybe you can start out.
Sure. Yeah, I think the first thing, the interesting thing is, for franchises, especially for more established franchises, is to really just look at, you know, what their franchisees are doing first, because a lot of franchise systems, their franchisees have taken it upon themselves to really get active in social media on their own initiative. If the franchisor hasn't given any kind of guidance for that, I think the first thing is to look at what's going on within your system and how is your company and your brand being represented among your franchisees. If there is a lot of activity, I think the first step is to, you know, sit down and have a strategy meeting and put some guidelines in place. Just, you know, very preliminary for franchisees in terms of, you know, if you're going to have an account on Facebook, on Twitter, on these different platforms, you know, here's the proper naming convention, so, you know, it's not a complete mess and everyone's calling themselves something different. here's the art assets in terms of the icon, the logo that you show. You know, here's some things we definitely don't want to be talking about. Here's some things we do want to be highlighting. You know, give some initial guidelines, I think, is the first thing, so you can kind of get some control over your, you know, how your brand's being represented out there in social media. If you're a newer emerging franchise, or if, you know, your franchisees haven't really, or your employees haven't taken to social media as much, I think that's a better position to be in, because you can really define that strategy at the corporate level very early on, learn what's going to work, and then set that plan and disseminate that before franchisees, again, go off and do it on their own. And so I think the first step, assuming you're sitting down, you're putting together a strategy, is to really define what we're looking to accomplish. And I think that's, you know, for most franchisors, it's going to be two-pronged. They're going to want to have a strategy, a plan in place for the sales and development component, and then one in place for, you know, general branding and consumer-focused marketing, and really sit down and say, okay, what's the end goal? Are we looking to drive, you know, leads to our website? Are we looking to get mentions about our brand? You know, what are some of the objectives? And setting those goals and objectives early on and defining how those are going to be measured. And then I think the next step is to really look at where, when, and how you want to be active. With social media, you know, just to kind of step back and say, what is social media? Because it's really pretty fragmented now. When you're talking about social media, you're not only looking at some of the bigger networks like Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, but there's also, you know, about 200 million blogs out there. There are forums, there are discussion groups, there's all these different online discussions that are happening which make up social media. You know, anytime there's an opportunity, there's a website, there's a technology that allows for that two-way dialogue, that's considered social media. So you want to look at which, you know, niche areas make the most sense for your brand and for your system, and then listen into those conversations. What are people talking about? What are they interested in? Who are the influencers in those groups? And what can we add to those conversations to really give value and to really properly represent our brand and to attract customers? So I think that really speaks to your content strategy and, you know, what's going to be reasonable for you guys. And then, you know, there's a number of other steps you should take, but that's the most preliminary. And then, of course, you need to, you know, sit down and go a little bit deeper into your strategy. You want to create a social media policy to work into your franchise agreement. So, again, you have that structure for franchisees, and they know in a little bit more detail how they should be conducting themselves in social media. So those are some of the initial steps. We actually did a white paper that goes into a little bit more detail on that. But, you know, I think those are some of the best first steps for franchisors.
Yeah, we'd like to take a look at that white paper. It seems like it's great information.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. You can download it. It's free on our site, empowerkid.com, and I'll also forward it to you guys.
Great.
That's great. Chris and Dennis, we have about 1 minute left. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on EmpowerKid? Are there any websites they can go to?
Yeah, the best place to go is empowerkid.com. And you know, if anyone's interested, we do demonstrations. It takes about 15-20 minutes to do a walkthrough tour of the system, and you can contact us through our website or give us a call, and our number's there.
That's fantastic. I want to thank both of you gentlemen again. You've been fantastic guests, and we'd love to have you back in the near future.
Thanks so much.
Really appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Dennis. Great information.
You guys have a great day today.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Great service, huh, Don?
Yes. I'm glad we had this show because, you know, sometimes this stuff's confusing. Anything to do with computer and software and SEO and
So true. And
you know, social media has come on so quickly. Guys did a good job of really explaining it, how the franchisor can benefit, and also you know, how social media is really becoming, you know, necessary.
Absolutely, great show. So you did a good job in segment one today, Don. And for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, gofranchise.com, franchisefunding.net, and I'll be speaking to you next week, Don, for another great show.
Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Thanks, everyone, for listening.